Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And for the first time in 2022, we get to do a little talking now with the guy. He heads up an outfit called Combat Speed, LLC. His name is Super Dave Harrington. Happy New Year, Dave.
Happy New Year's, Mr. Bill. Everything's good so far, except on my doctor's advice, I stopped taking a anti-inflammatory and my left shoulder's wrecked.
Right.
So I'm having to have it addressed. But it's under control. It's probably primarily arthritis and all that. I gotta get an MRI, but everything else is good, man. I'm glad 2021 is over.
Me too. So, you know, one thing I've never asked you, because I've always thought it was a stupid question. I wonder if you ever do get asked this when you're training people. Do people ever ask you, Dave, how do you know when you need it's time to pull the gun in self-defense?
Well, it's not a stupid question. It's a question that people should really ask more often, because they're dying to ask somebody, and they just don't, for whatever reason. But there are several moving parts to my response.
Right.
Is you've got to know what your rules of engagement are. You know, what capacity are you authorized to apply lethal force?
Right.
And how does your rules of engagement break out? But primarily from a civilian standpoint, is the definition of imminent threat of life or limb. So, you know, if you feel, you know, that your life is being threatened, or you're going to be severely, you know, maimed or killed, you know, go to work. But there's, you know, a decision-making process that has to happen. And the thing about it is, the one thing that comes through training and practice is self-awareness.
Right.
And a lot of people don't have the necessary level of self-awareness about themselves to be prepared to clearly articulate their decision-making process as the event unfolded, simultaneously justifying their actions in doing so. You see what I mean?
I do.
That's why you hire lawyers. You know, people can't just talk plain anymore. And
well, you can. You can. I mean, but
well, yeah,
there's a reason. There's a reason that's I'm asking this question. And the reason I kind of think that's sort of a dumb question is that self-awareness, I don't know if that's actually something you can teach. I've always thought that if I've done everything reasonable, I'm not going to let it get too close to where I lose complete and total control, if I have any chance at all, You know, if something just doesn't happen so close and so tight to me that I, you know, now I'm in a wrestling match. I've always thought that it would be, and I've drawn a gun twice as a civilian, and I did it because somebody was coming at me telling me they were going to rob me.
Right.
And, or somebody, one time a guy was in my truck telling me I was going to give him a ride or he's going to rearrange me. I didn't, wow. You know, we're both in the front of the truck. I turn on the overhead light. His eyeball is making, he's in line with my Glock 22.
Right.
I just told him I had to turn left and he got out. And I mean, you know, I had the shakes and all the other stuff that you would have after something like that, but not too bad. But anyway,
right.
I digress. So I'm going to tell you the story. This really happened. I did it. Okay. And I take responsibility for it. I take the blame for it. I shouldn't have done it. Okay. So I'm in a grocery store parking lot. I'm getting out of my vehicle. My truck door taps. And when I say tap, I mean just enough contact to make a sound on a rear view mirror of a modern car that's parked beside me. And, you know, those things are coated with something to where they don't get messed up too easy, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I got out, and I mean, whenever I have tapped people before, because I do it way too much, but I mean, the vehicle I drive around is huge. So whenever that happens, I get out, and I apologize profusely. So that's what I did. I get out, and I apologize profusely. This woman in the car, though, she's a little bit older than me. She's acting like I have assaulted her. She's looking around. She won't even look at me. All I'm wanting to do is say, I'm really sorry. So then her husband is coming from the grocery store, and she starts looking at me like, now you're in for it. And I just closed the door of my truck, and I looked at him and her both, and I said, well, I was sorry. And then I went in the grocery store. And they stayed hanging around for a minute. And I was sitting there doing little calculations in my head. What does that mean? Why is he sitting around there? Because this guy wasn't a combatant. This guy wasn't some guy that, you know, me and him might have been at the same tattoo shop sometime in the past. And I was afraid that this was going to, because of the fact that I lost my temper there for a minute, because of the reaction. Because ever since the COVID thing became a thing, now everybody's just so skittish around everybody. And here I am thinking, oh, gee, what have I done now? Have I put myself into a place where I'm going to have to do something just to get by? I don't even want to do it. Maybe I can stiff arm him, knock him down before he wants to get too jumpy or something. But they ended up leaving.
Right.
And as all of that was going on, I mean, I was checking that and see how long they stayed. They stayed longer than they had to. But in my mind, I was thinking, one, what have I done? Two, what am I going to have to do?
Well, okay.
But that was my fault for losing my temper. I get that. I'll own it, as they say. But
yeah.
This is going to be a long... So I'm going to ask you the question. You got to wait till the next segment to answer it, okay? So
okay.
I should have had more awareness, because I was carrying a gun. Normally, 99.9% of the time, I'm aware of the fact that I am carrying a gun, and so I avoid any conflict, just in the hope that that means I don't have to pull the gun.
Okay.
And in this one, I failed. So, if I were to come to you, and I would, I came up to you like you were Obi-Wan Ben Harrington, and I was concerned about this kind of stuff. I want to know what you would tell a student coming to you saying, I lost my temper, because that's also part of self-awareness. You hang on to that question, if you would be so kind, and you can answer that when we get back. In the interim, though, for those of you interested in Super Dave and what he does and what he might do with you, first thing you got to do is go to combatspeed.com. If you want to find out what he's got going on in his day-to-day, you can go to Facebook and find him at Dave Harrington. If you want to find him professionally on Facebook, you can find him at Super Dave Harrington. And if you want a little impromptu seminar here and there, go to his YouTube channel, Super Dave Harrington. Be sure to like and subscribe. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. And we're talking to Super Dave. First time in 2022. And I just asked him a question. What would you tell a student, a somebody like me that carries a gun on a regular basis, that normally keeps my stuff together, if I was out there and I was like, you know what, I don't understand what I just did.
You know what?
I don't understand what I just did. I don't understand why I just lost my temper there in that instance.
Yeah, but see, let me key on a very important point of interest. You say that you lost your temper. Well, that lack of emotional control, in theory, could cost you your life. Because you lose your temper, you escalate an already bad situation to the extent that you now have to rely on your handgun to protect yourself. Kind of like you instigated the whole thing.
Yep.
You know, there's laws about that, man.
I know.
You know, it varies, I'm sure, but that's not the thing to be doing. And, again, in line with the discipline that comes through training and practicing and rehearsing, learning to control yourself emotionally is just as important as all of the other moving parts.
I agree.
Then there's a certain level of baseline maturity that an individual should have as part of the licensing process. But, you know, how do you regulate that? The bottom line is, I'm sure there's quite a few people running around with guns that have no business carrying one because of their temperament. You know, but what are you going to do?
Well, you know, I don't want to be one of them. And I have sat back and I have AAR'd that in my mind many times. And it was really quite the... It was not a big thing, right? I could get out there and try to rationalize it. I was sitting on this parking space to come open. And as it came open, instead of me jamming on the gas and running into it, another car pulls around me as I'm sitting there and takes it. So I pulled into the one behind them, which was the one I was going to get anyway. It just irritated me how unsafe they were. And then I've got this other reaction. She's acting like nothing.
That would aggravate anybody.
Huh?
That would aggravate anybody, but you know, what are you going to do?
Well, I wasn't, as I'm sitting there, I'm like, you know, I can't get out there and say anything to her. I was thinking that as I'm getting out of the car, but then I tapped the rearview mirror.
Right.
So I was pretty sure that was what you were going to tell me, and I wanted that to be what you told me because it is very much a discipline that if you don't exercise it, you become that guy, don't you? You become the overreactor.
Exactly.
That is, yeah. So
you become bad actor number one.
Bad actor number one. And I'm sure in the event, see, I know that there's ways technically, if that were to happen, if I get out there and I let the guy tag me two or three times, and, you know, I keep backing up with my hands up and everything, I'm pretty sure the only way I could do anything with this guy and not get in trouble with the law would be to take the gun and throw it in the car. But if I take the gun and throw it in the car, why wouldn't I just get in the car? Right?
Right. I mean, dude, at that point, you know, own the mistake, apologize, and get out of there.
Yep.
Now, if the dude pushes the issue beyond your apology and attempt to leave, then that becomes something else.
I know that's correct. I know that's correct. If I try to extract myself from it and he keeps on coming, I know the roles change. But I'm almost certain that a good lawyer, a good prosecutor.
Well, it's funny you describe this in this manner because just recently, and I say recently within the last year, there was a dude over in Clearwater, had an altercation with a female in a parked car. He was outside in the parking lot walking. I don't know how it happened, but her boyfriend showed up and knocked the dude to the ground and was fixing to, you know, put the boots to him. And he drew his pistol and shot him, killed him. And it's a similar set of circumstances where the tables got turned immediately on the dude, but he was still charged with manslaughter because of the way it happened. You know, he made the situation happen. And that's what they called it. Anyway, whoever the deciding individuals were, the dude was charged with manslaughter and blah, right. blah, blah.
Right.
But, you know, again, coming full circle back to the level of self-awareness an individual possesses, and with the active problem solving, you know, as far as the individual's mental agility for active problem solving in real time, all of that is going to come into question. You understand what I mean?
I do.
And you have to be able to clearly articulate your decision-making process. And it should be an easy thing to do.
Right.
But it's not easy if you have not been trained and conditioned to be able to project, not just be aware, but project your awareness and pay attention to the environment, stand for threats, adjust accordingly. You know, you've got to, you know, that five-point contingency calling, man. You got to detect, locate, identify, decide, and act. And it's that simple. But can you keep that in the forefront of your mind as a running loop as you go about your daily business? And it shouldn't be that hard, but you got to start doing it at some point. But, you know, a lot of people don't aren't familiar with adrenaline.
Yeah. When we get back.
Adrenaline dump.
Yeah. We're coming up on the next break.
I can't remember anything.
I got an adrenaline dump question for you. And I know you know about this. So I'll ask the question when we get back. Super Dave Harrington, CombatSpeed.com. Dave is up and running. He is mobile, agile, and hostile. He does have a shoulder bothering him, but Dave... Dave will deal. So go check out the website if you want to try to train with him or anything else like that, combatspeed.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Texas Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with XS's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, XS has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with XS Sights. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is in Atlanta delivering a huge speech on voting rights. Former NAACP president of Georgia, James Woodall, saying, quote, "We don't need any more speeches. We don't need any more platitudes," close quote. Woodall and voting rights advocate Stacey Abrams skipping Biden's speech. This as Georgia Secretary of State Brad Rappensperger is speaking out against a federal takeover of elections.
The Democrats' legislative proposals would eliminate voter ID. Under their proposals, anyone could vote by simply signing a paper at the polling site saying they are who they claim to be.
Republicans and Democratic senators are grilling the White House COVID response team over the lack of home tests. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky, among others, appearing before a Democratic-led Senate committee. USA Radio News. Schools in session once again in Chicago.
As many experts claim the lockdowns are hurting our children's mental health, a proposal for Chicago public schools to resume in-person classes Wednesday has been approved by the Chicago Teachers Union House of Delegates. That followed a lot of bickering during the week-long standoff. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The city of New Orleans is reinstating a mask mandate just weeks before the start of Mardi Gras as a way of stopping a surge in COVID-19 cases. Health Director Jennifer Avengio saying hospitalizations have risen by a factor of 7.
There are no beds. If you go to an emergency department right now, expect to wait 6, 10, 12 hours to be seen just to get back to the emergency department.
A city spokesman saying on Tuesday that the action is needed to allow parades to roll through the famed French Quarter. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. Talking to Super Dave Harrington, and I was just talking about something that happened to me and the various permutations that might have had. And Dave got to the part about the adrenaline dump, which is a real thing. It's a real thing. So, are you aware of the Dante Wright shooting, by chance?
I'm not familiar with that at all.
Okay, so Dante Wright was a guy that he's out of Minnesota. He was quite the bad guy. Had a warrant out for his arrest. They were trying to pull him over because he had something to do with a taillight or something. Had a warrant,
right.
Some other stuff. They were trying to get him out of the car. One of the officers on site was an officer named Kim Potter, who is a 28-year veteran, I think, and a training officer. So, she...
Oh, dude. This
you know
happened
what I'm talking
out
about.
West, right?
It happened in Minnesota.
Oh, Minnesota, okay. Go ahead,
so,
continue, please.
She pulls her... she's in the middle of the ammo dump, that's what I like to do is ammo dump. She's in the middle of the adrenaline dump because
right.
She's actively engaged. And she goes, taser, 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 and pulled out her Glock and shot him 3 times. She mistook her Glock for a taser. Now, I don't know anything about their department policies. I thought that most of the cops I see carry their taser on the opposite side of their body.
Right.
In a cross-draw position. But here we have an officer who has been doing this for 28 years. And is a training officer, a field training officer. And in the moment of the adrenaline dump,
right?
She completely
can't tell the difference between a taser and a Glock.
Yeah.
Wow.
And she's been convicted, I think, of some count of manslaughter. Well, she has been convicted, and I don't think she's been sentenced yet. She's probably facing 15 years in prison or something. But the other thing is, when she was describing this in the stand, she was very upset about it, which I get. Being upset about shooting somebody when you don't mean to be shooting somebody about it.
Right.
But I also, you know, when you're talking to a professional, and here's the gist of what I'm talking about, especially for cops. Cops take an oath just like military people do. And I think people who take an oath, I've always thought that oath is between me, the people, and them, the oath takers. They're telling me that this is what they're going to do. This is, you know, this is their value set, EIEIO. Then the officers and whoever's in charge of them tells them what to do daily. And in the case of this officer, well, I don't know what the doctrine was for them for the way they set up their gear. I don't know if there's only one way to do it. Whatever it was,
but when you cut it, she failed the public trust.
There you go.
She failed to do the right thing at the right time. Period. She violated the public trust. So, yeah, she should be penalized. You know,
the adrenaline dump, though.
Yeah. It's if you're not trained and conditioned to work with it, make it work to your advantage, accept it, hell, thrive on it, you know?
Right.
There's plenty of adrenaline junkies out there that could tell you all about that. But it's also, you know, environmentally driven, you know. I mean, look at jumping. You know, either static line or halo, all the action guy stuff, you know, jumping out of aircraft into the water, blah, blah, blah. All the, you know, special forces things that you do that require you to, you know, develop the emotional control and the ability to use adrenaline to your advantage because of the circumstances that you're working under, you know? And it's I believe it's certainly a learned thing for some people, but you can't, you know, discount the intuitive nature of the human animal to survive and do the right thing, you know, in respect to adrenaline and, you know, capitalizing on its use. Not, you know, you kind of revert back to the whole fight or flight thing. You know, there's a simple start point. You know, what's the decision in respect to fight or flight? There's any number of perspectives that you can look at it from, and you should look at it from every possible perspective in order to better understand the effects. If you don't, you know, if you rarely, here's an example. I was driving in Tampa near Brandon. They've got a free fall building, the wind tunnel,
yeah.
And as I was driving past it for the umpteenth time, I was like, wow, man, that'd be a good adrenaline rush to go in there and, you know, jump in the tube for a little while. And, you know, stuff like that. Go catch water moccasins on the weekend, you know, turn them in for milking, venom milking.
Right.
You know, do something exciting. Do something dangerous.
That's the thing. That's the thing about cops, though, right? And I think this is the shortcoming to their training, is that they train for a short period of time, then they're out there and they're in the job all the time. Whereas in the military, you're always prepping because the job is combat. So you're always prepping for combat. So along those ways, you get out there and you take a halo jump, or you do a fast rope, not fast rope, Australian, there's no such thing, but you do a fast rope rappel, or an Australian rappel out of a live Blackhawk, or something like that, and you're doing something My favorite is stay bowing. I've never understood the use of that, but I did that a bunch of times.
It's a cool thing to do.
But, I mean, it also is a stressor. And when you get out there and those things become commonplace,
right,
then everything, you know, that sort of slows down things for you when you're getting out there and you're ramping up. The ramp up is very slow compared to somebody who's out there who, you know, is writing tickets and driving around in a car and, you know, whatever else they may be doing because, you know, a cop's job is probably 23 and a half hours of boredom and 30 minutes of sheer terror. So they don't, and that's the only time that ever ramps up, unless they train very realistically. So I just, when I saw that.
Consider this.
Sure.
What? Consider this. Look at the number of PTSD cases that you have in respect to the environment and, the emotional control and discipline in respect to, you know, their emotional control and discipline that they have. I think you'd find the numbers are pretty wild.
Yeah.
I don't think PTSD. Now, I'm just talking here. Well, I'm just thinking.
Sure.
I don't think the PTSD numbers, like identified at a, you know, Army SF. I wonder how they compare against regular Army guys. You know what I mean?
I'm sure there would be a marked difference in the, you know.
Somebody's got to have those numbers somewhere.
I'm sure they do. It'd be hard for us. Yeah. Hang on. We're coming up on the next break. And an excellent point that Dave makes there that it's like a light bulb going off. And this is what happens when you train with somebody like this that thinks in this dimension, that gets out there and starts mentioning things like adrenaline dump, PTSD, all these other things. And that's what makes Dave's class a must. And it all begins at combatspeed.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. I've been talking with Super Dave Harrington, getting into that intangible topic that all gun carriers have to face. Should be facing on a daily basis every time you strap one on, which is, how are you going to comport yourself as you go about things, and have you taken into consideration that adrenaline dump and the things it may cause you to go into? How often do you have to tell your students keep their fingers out of their trigger guards?
Once.
That's one, and that time. Works. Yep.
That usually works. A basic rule, bro: be safe or be gone.
Right.
That's how it works. I've not had any serious safety related issues ever. Thank God. But, you know, it's something you got to stay on top of 100% of the time.
Right.
You know, no slack, not on something like that. Where were we at, man? Did we satisfy the requirement of the last segment?
Well, see, I was getting to this. So when you are in a stressful situation, typically your hand wants to ball up into a fist, doesn't it?
No.
No? What does it typically want to do?
How I respond to stress, I get silent.
Well, I'm not talking about you, Dave. You're quite the different dude than most people out there with the things that you've done.
What are you getting at, bro?
Well, I mean, one of the problems that I've always noticed, and I've always foreseen for police officers, is when they get a call about a man with a gun, they get a nice fast car ride to think about when they get there. There's going to be a man with a gun.
Right.
And one of the things that I've heard that occurs in these adrenaline dumps and these stressor moments is that your hands start to claw up. Your fingers want to curl and everything because you're getting you're jacked. You're having that adrenaline dump.
Yeah, you're getting jacked. But dig this, man. Let me interject.
Sure.
The most important, you're bringing out some several good points of interest, but let me point out what I feel is the most important one in respect to the type of training they're not receiving. And that is basically controlling yourself emotionally. Nobody wants to get into that. You know, it's, you know, nobody wants anything to do with a touchy-feely thing. And I get that. There's a time for it, though. And you have to interact. You have to set your training up to be as realistic as possible to generate and create the type of environment so in hopes that they experience what it is. And it's not for the first time when somebody's trying to kill them. You understand what I'm saying?
I do.
It's a training issue, but how do you manage your resources? You know, what's important? You know, who's, you know, it's always a battle with what's important and what it costs. You know, when you get the bean counters involved, you know, all bets are off because that's what it's going to boil down to, man. What's the budget? You know, and normally the patrol guy or the low fire team member, you know, they take the hit.
Right.
Because they don't receive, you know, the quality or depth of training they should. And if they did, dude, I think, you know, like, for example, man, if the Army took it under advisement and looked at what they do for scenario-based, you know, getting into the psychology of it, of, you know, psychology of war fighting and what it takes, and have people better prepared emotionally to deal with it, to deal with the you know, what you're going to have to deal with. That can only be described as war.
Right.
You know, you wouldn't have, I don't think you have half the PTSD type stuff going on that you do now. If people were better prepared psychologically and managed better psychologically, you know, before, during, and after. But, you know, what's the cost? I don't know, dude. I know it'd be astronomical.
Yeah.
But therein, you know, who puts the value on it? Balanced against the mechanism that's already in place.
Right. The, you know, but I mean, what you're asking is to try to, the problem I see with this, if I'm reading this right, is that the way you react to that kind of violence, to where you're normal, then you're hyperviolent, then you can crank it back down without too much help. Isn't that sort of a learned thing? Isn't that going to be with more repetition that's going to come?
Yeah, sure. I mean, you know, I mean, even to the point of becoming desensitized to it. Sure.
Right.
Absolutely. You know? You know, the human animal in respect to war, you know, they used to call it shell shock from World War I.
Right.
You know, if you know anything about your military histories and all that.
I do.
You know, World War I was a worldwide awakening in respect to the carnage that could be generated when the industrial mechanism was focused on, you know, war fighting with the strategies and tactics of the day. You know, it was just a meat grinder. Unreal. How do you balance it out? How do you balance it out for the individual, for the law enforcement officer, the individual law enforcement officer?
I don't think they get a chance to try to balance it out. I don't think they get a chance on the cop side, which is that's the problem.
Because the bottom line is combat is on the job training.
Yep.
It's OJT.
I don't think there's any way to balance that out.
Create it any other way, you know?
The thing I was thinking is that Kim Potter, if she had been, you know, 28 years as a field, you know, a police officer, field training officer, I don't know for how long, and she's out there pulling the wrong weapon, and I'm just wondering, you know, how often she actually went out on patrol or something if she's a field training officer. I mean, one of the first, when Gene Higdon made me some gear.
The first thing I would be concerned about is how the kit and equipment was set up.
Well, that's what I was going to say.
Was she an anomaly, or is her kit and equipment set up a standard that everybody follows? You understand what I'm saying? Because the concern then is, if it's a kit and equipment standard, and one person can fail, somebody else can. So it needs to be addressed across the spectrum of kit, equipment, setup, and training.
We'll have
I don't
to
know
talk.
What model phaser she has, but, you know, there's another factor there. I mean, you know, based on her training and conditioning and her level of self-awareness, I mean, how can you not know you have a taser in your hand and not a Glock?
I don't know. That's the big question. I'm running out of time. I'm running out of time.
An animal, bro.
Yes, sir. Running out of time, but what my New Year's resolution is to train with Super Dave in 2022. So just so you know, I know we talked about this. So thank you very much for today.
No worries, Mr. Bill. I always appreciate the opportunity, bro.
In any event, Super Dave Harrington, you can find him at combatspeed.com. You can find him on Dave Harrington on Facebook, Super Dave Harrington on Facebook, and Super Dave Harrington on YouTube. Go check out the YouTube channel. Subscribe, like. Coming up next, we're going to look back at January 6th, 1 year later, with Paloma Capana, attorney at law. This is Lock and Load. At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting. In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At ZNA Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, ZNA Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. ZNA Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.